Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Welcome back to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch Podcast. I'm Brody Jenner, here with my co-hosts, Audrina Patridge, Heidi Montag Pratt, and Frankie Delgado. And today we're going to break down season 2, episode 7, with Friends Like These. And we have a very, very special guest.
A friend like this one, Jen Bunny. My bad. Dr. Jen
Thank
Bunny.
You.
Hey,
yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, it's Jen Dunphy.
One of my best friends. Oh, Jen Dunphy.
Okay.
Married.
Yep. And Jen has an incredible book. Let's bust this out. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell Jen Bunny what to do ever. Dunphy. Okay. And not now. So this
I
is
love
will be
the
available.
Cover.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. Love
yeah.
that.
Very Aubrey.
So
great.
What's it about?
So it's about empowerment. It's about really embracing your vulnerability and the hard times you've had in your life and turning it into strength and motivators and power. And I go through some of the experiences that were really hard for me in my life and how that shaped me and the lessons I've learned. And
did you include the Hills in that?
Okay, so I did, yeah.
Is it this episode? Is it here?
Yeah, so the book does talk about some of how the repercussions of that episode and the show impacted me, but I really tried to spin it into how I am now, which is a completely different person, and sort of turn it into a positive experience, which it ended up being, right? Like for all of us, I don't think anyone would look back and say that it was a negative experience. No. And so, yeah, the book sort of ties together all of these really kind of dark and vulnerable and challenging times that I've had in my life and shows what I did with those times. And then it encourages the reader to explore really deep questions about themselves, like, what do they want to leave behind when they die? And
I just said this the other day.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I was like, I hope everyone says I'm really nice when I die. Like people, not like TV and, you know, but like my actual like everyday life. But yeah, so that would be like chapter 3, confidence and triggers, which is probably part of this
episode for sure.
Yeah, yeah. You know
absolutely.
What I would say?
It's
I would
a
say
juicy
one. Were the life of the party and of any room you ever entered.
You know, that's really important. Thank you.
That is very true.
Yeah.
Great mother.
I agree.
Yep. Great
thank
mother.
You.
Absolutely.
Great
thank
mommy.
You.
Aw,
thank you.
Great wife.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great
I'm
friend.
Here for
keep
this.
It going, Frankie.
Okay,
come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, well,
let,
this
let me keep it. I already wrote it.
Let's go around the room. All right.
No, that's really cool, Jen.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your book and congratulations on like the stuff that you've like you said, like the empowered that you had to feel that you had to go and get better for yourself, you know, of whatever you were going through.
Yeah. When we walk through life, there's so many different influences of people trying to craft us into what they want us to be. And we really have to stand up against that be introspective and think about who are we and what do we want to leave behind and who are we at our core and are we doing things every day to further that mission? Mm. And at one point in my life, I could have said no. So now I'm here saying, yes, I am.
And where is this available?
Love that.
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. And then you just search the name.
Yeah, Jennifer Dunphy. And then Don't Tell Me What to Do. And it'll pop up.
So do you think growing up and like being in Laguna and then going on Laguna Beach, the actual show, and then going on the Hills, was it more influential with producers and with cast members? And, you know, you and Lauren were best friends since preschool?
Third grade, she said it really
clearly.
No, clear.
Earlier.
It was earlier.
I thought it was preschool.
I just went through all these videos that I found in my parents' house in a cabinet, an old dusty cabinet, and we digitized everything. And it happened to be all these videos from when I was a little girl. And there was tons from when we were like 5 years old. So,
right.
So
which
I'll throw
preschool.
Something out there just because I'm very, like, it stuck with me the whole night. Like, I was like, because it was pretty cool. And it gave me ideas for like my friend's 40th birthday coming up. Brody.
I still have that. We got like, it's like 6 months away, buddy.
I still have to plan, right? I got to plan out. Do you still have your 21st birthday martini glass with the diamonds that you were given by Heidi and Lauren?
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
That's so cool.
Do you still talk to Lauren?
I don't. We haven't talked and we haven't spoken in like a very long time. I see her. She lives very close to me, apparently. Mm. Like, very, very close.
Like, next door neighbors.
No, not next door neighbors.
Close. Yeah. We see each other driving, yeah, exactly, or like, pass each other.
We actually bumped into each other at Pilates when I was pregnant, like, a few years ago. Oh, wow. And that was sort of funny.
And did you say hi?
Yeah.
And did
and
she
then
say
I called
hi?
You right afterwards. And did I was like, guess
I know
who
the
I just
story.
Saw.
I'm just
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then did she
I
say
hear
hi?
The story.
I know.
Yeah. She was super nice. And it was like, fine.
And did you say we should get together?
Yeah. I was like, hey, if you ever want to grab a coffee, because moving in back into Laguna, I didn't have any friends. There's no one that's still there. And mm-hmm. so it was like very lonely and very isolating. And, you know, as a new mom, you want to connect with people and get out. And it's sort of depressing being in your house all day. So like finding a friend and reconnecting with someone, that would be
absolutely
amazing. Yeah,
especially during the pandemic.
Especially somebody you've known for so long, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
How old are your babies?
2 and 4.
2 and 4. Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, you'll start meeting a lot of mom friends now, right?
I hope so, yeah. I'm just starting to pick up the pace. My
son's go to school.
Yeah, and that's really
and
been
at school,
wonderful.
You get all the mom friends there. Like, you're like, mm-hmm. whoever, right? Everybody's life changes. My wife has so many friends now from the school.
Right.
And now they have like their own like night, girls night out and all this stuff. I'm like,
but it's not the same as like someone who knows you knows you.
What happened to our movie night?
Yeah.
You know what
brunches.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're an old friend school. That like really knows you. It just feels different. I don't know.
Yeah. I said something on the last podcast because, and I like to clear it up because I have people who are like, I can't believe you're still talking about Lauren. It's like, okay, first of all, I'm on a podcast talking about Lauren because that's the show. And I have reiterated that I'm thankful for everything she's done and the experience. And at the same time, I said, there was no reason we shouldn't still be friends.
Yeah,
like,
I
it wasn't
that.
My doing. Like, I did, I felt like I could do, I mean, obviously there's two parts and everything, but I felt like I did a lot and all that I could do. And I feel like from an outside perspective, but being your friend, that it's similar. Like, I feel like in a lot of ways, there's no reason why you and Lauren shouldn't still be friends. And I feel like you tried a lot.
Damn,
yeah, I have a question though. So after this episode, because this is kind of when you and Lauren had the falling out, and mm-hmm. we'll get to that soon. Mm-hmm. It's juicy and dramatic. But
no, it's sad.
Like, it's really sad. It is, because you could see how you guys were such best friends. But then after this episode, did you guys talk off camera at all? Or was this like kind of the end of your friendship?
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Really?
Wow, no way.
Yeah. It just
that's wild.
Wow, that's so sad.
It is sad because I know that the show. Whether, listen, I understand that people need to understand it was a TV show. It was supposed to be dramatic. There was supposed to be, you were put in situations like this. It was like, we're also kids, right? And it's the first time we've been on TV. And like, whether you made a bad mistake or a bad decision that night, it shouldn't haunt you for the rest of your life.
I didn't make any bad decision.
Yeah, we didn't even. I
understand. I watched the episode and you were sorry for something, right? And
no, it was just the producers.
It was just the producers. Yeah. That's why the show's called "Was It Real?"
Sorry, yeah.
That's why the show's called "Was It Real?"
I think what happened is Lauren was so mad at me and Spencer, right. And then she was mad at the whole situation. She was already writing me off as a friend. She already was not talking to me off camera about certain things, you know, cutting me off, and that started being part of my friendship with Lauren. Was she would only talk to me on camera. And I think that bled in with you because she was like mad that you were with me.
We were hanging out a lot. We had started to hang out a lot, all of us.
So it didn't really have anything to do with Brody. Because on the show, it's like.
So I think that was like a hitting point.
No, exactly. That's what I was saying too. And I was watching the episode back. I'm like, you could tell that Lauren and I weren't even, I mean, it's not like we were boyfriend and girlfriend at that point. It was very, you know, fair game. You can flirt with anybody. We were young. We were in our early 20s. Like, that's kind of what
that's why, based on the show, what we call it, was it real? It's like, because we have to clear it up. Some things were said on the show for the producers, and some things were like, what was the real part about it? Brody just said, hey, we were just really good friends. That's it.
There was an understanding between all of us that we were making a TV show. I know that, especially Heidi being with Spencer. Spencer and I had just got off of Princes of Malibu. We were so used to setting up situations, creating certain, you know, drama, things like this. And part of it was obviously Jen is a very attractive young lady. Lauren and I were not dating. It was just like, hey, why don't you go on a date with it? It was more just sort of fun. Hey, let's make a TV show here. Then, you know, it shouldn't have escalated.
It was produced, right?
Yeah, I think.
I mean, the show. Well, I think it was a great episode.
I will say this.
Right? It gets you hooked.
I think that was one of the greatest things about the show is that Lauren was so good at putting her all in. Like, she was really like, I mean, when you watch these scenes, even when she was with you, Heidi, like, she looks like she's at the brink of tears, like, yeah, every single conversation. Whereas, like, you know, I could tell that you were very, also, you were, you know, very frustrated with what was going on and trying to reconnect. But she was, like, so emotionally involved with every single piece of the show as to where some of us were sort of like, hey, we're just filming a show. It's not that big of a deal.
I think Heidi, you come off as, like, you really are like, hey, dude, I want to make it work.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. And I think it, so this was really real. And the problem was that Lauren wouldn't talk to us off camera. And the producers obviously told her, like, save it for camera, save it for camera. And I'm texting her and we're both trying to talk to her, like, great, we can have this conversation on camera, but we're your real friends.
Right.
And you're putting up this wall, like, nope, you're only on camera doing this. And we're, like, both desperately trying to reach out to her in real life and being like, there's more than this show.
Right.
Like, let's figure this out. And so then I know I thought, and I'm sure you thought, like, okay, fine, I'll have the initial conversation on camera and then I'll be able to talk to Lauren.
For sure.
But for her, it was like, no, this is the one final conversation and then I'm done with them. And I had never seen her do this. So I didn't, it wasn't like a pattern. Right. You know, the only other person that was just kind of cut off in her life was Jason, but that was a breakup. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't a correlation in a way that I could understand. But I know for Jen and I, so I think that's what happened. And I'll let you set up. But I think that with me, I think the breaking point of your relationship with her was she was mad you were hanging out with me. She was mad that you were there at the condo and she wasn't there. She was mad that Brody was saying, you know, you're cute or whatever. Her and Brody weren't a thing. She kind of had a crush on him. It didn't work out. It was way past that point.
Right.
And she was mad that Brody was saying you were cute. Nothing ever happened. There was no hookup.
There was no hookup.
When you look at your hair, are you 100% happy? For years, I've tried every product under the sun, hoping each would help me improve my hair health and help me achieve my hair goals. For me, I want hydration. My hair gets so dried out, especially in the summer from going in the ocean and swimming all the time. And thanks to Vegamore, not only am I finally seeing results, but I'm finally getting the hair I've always wanted. Vegamore has something for everyone looking to improve their hair health. So to get the hair you've always wanted, with Vegamore, go to vegamore.com/hills and use code HILLS to save 20% on your first order. That's VEGAMOUR.com/hills. Code HILLS to save 20% at vegamore.com/hills.
Not to get all parental, but I think it's time we had the talk. You know, the one about that three-letter word that ends in X. You'll probably experience a few times in your life. Not that one. I'm talking about tux. And when you need a tux, the best place to go to get a tux is the Black Tux. The Black Tux makes it super easy to get an on-trend, top-quality, guaranteed-to-fit tux without ever leaving your house. Here's how it works. Take the Black Tux fit quiz, pick the style you want to rock, and boom, your tux is delivered to your door 10 days before the day you need it. That's plenty of time to try it on and make sure it wears you well.
I tried a Black Tux recently and I needed a tux for this Oscar event and that I had coming up. I went online, I picked that out, Black Tux, beautiful, gorgeous, I look great, and put in measurements through the fit quiz. The suit arrived packaged in a garment bag and it fit perfectly. The best part was, you just slip the suit back in the garment bag, put it back in the original box, and ship it back, just like that. They also provided a return label and packing tape. Black Tux makes it so easy.
Rent or buy, the Black Tux is the best place to go when you need a tuxedo for a wedding or a special night. And right now, when you go to theblacktux.com/hills and use code HILLS, you'll save $20 off your order. That's theblacktux.com/hills, code HILLS to save $20. theblacktux.com/hills, code HILLS.
Brody, can I ask you a question?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Why, if you obviously both of us know there was no hookup.
Yeah.
Like it was just all fun and nothing ever happened.
Not even a kiss?
I think no. We did kiss one time.
You did.
We did.
In the 100%. Car, in the backseat.
Exactly.
In the backseat right. of the car.
There was a very quick, it was a very quick, easy. Okay, well that's not true, but. There was definitely. I mean, I'm
in
just going to be
in the backseat of a car.
It was. Adrena knows. Like this
what
is
car?
A absolute fact. But it was so innocent, and it was not
Wait,
so
I
passionate.
Never kissed you in the backseat of a car.
It was a quick thing. Okay, that's fine. That's
Where?
Okay.
You guys were talking in the backseat.
We're talking in the backseat. It's
it, like Adrena and Brody were talking.
To me, like a to me, it that. Was more of like almost like a dare type of kiss. It was not like this romantic
Brody,
passion.
What
it was
car?
Like I don't remember the details of the, all
no,
that. I remember it was okay. It didn't happen. That's
in the back of a car. Okay, I'm gonna have to stop you right there.
That's
that
fine.
Did
it's,
not happen.
Okay, didn't happen. I don't.
So let's go. This is supposed to be fun. So like we're not relieving this. This is 18 years ago. Who cares? A little kiss.
It wasn't exactly. It was not. It was
and
nothing.
If it didn't happen.
It
didn't
like,
happen.
I,
yeah, exactly.
I don't.
Maybe you dreamed
happen.
About it, Brody.
I did. I must have dreamed about
it's
it.
It's no
I
big
must,
deal,
I
but it didn't
have,
happen.
Okay, it didn't happen. That's I must have dreamed it.
I just remember being in the kitchen, and I think we were with Lauren, and there was a you guys were on speakerphone or something, and like there was she's I think someone whether it was you or I don't know who said it, maybe you I don't know, but it was like an innocent kiss. That's all that it was, just a kiss. And that's like what Lauren went off of.
It's, you know, who cares?
That's
this was
all
so
I remember,
long ago and it
whatever.
Was such not a thing. I mean, when I think of hookup, it's not one little innocent.
Okay,
little
so that was my kid, question
you know?
For you.
Yeah.
Why didn't you immediately clear it up?
What
if
do you,
you
mean?
Knew that we didn't hook up and everyone was talking about us hooking up, why didn't you immediately
Did
say
I didn't get an
we
opportunity
never...
to who'd have to clear it up to? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think
it was
I think
my responsibility
Brody,
to clear it up.
They didn't,
I mean,
even, give him the
didn't even give me the opportunity
to show
that.
And say something.
Like,
right.
There
you
was
can
like
see
this after
episode.
Show. I don't think Brody and Spencer knew this was such a breaking point or a thing or like
it
relevant
like
to
the
their
most
life.
Innocent,
right?
Like,
so
we were
like,
just trying to create some drama on the show. Oh,
right.
It's Lauren DeFray. Like, whatever.
It was
just cute.
Like, to Lauren, like in that conversation you had afterwards, and I haven't watched the episode in 15 years. That's how much this stuck with me. I remember that conversation. You didn't say, like, Jen and I never hooked up to her during that lunch you guys had right afterwards. And
but
I'm just wondering.
Also, you
realize,
guys weren't really together
there's so
either.
Many things that are said in a lunch and what they use on television, what they don't
so
use.
So you could have
is
cleared
not,
it up and they just
absolutely, okay. I cleared it up. I mean, I'd never, we like, when I think of hookup, I don't think of like an innocent little, it didn't happen, whatever. I'm just saying, I don't think of that as like a hookup. And it was, there were so many people that were, I will say, pressuring us to kind of get together. Producers also. Tons of producers, the cast.
And
everybody
we
was like, and
Spencer,
we exactly,
the producer.
We played along as like a little flirtatious little vibe, which is I think we were doing because we're making a TV show.
Yeah.
But we were not like going to take that any further. And that's from my perspective. And so,
totally.
And I remember the phone call too when that night or whatever. Yeah. And we called Lauren just to check in and it was off camera. And I was, and I had that conversation with Lauren too, with Spencer, with you or whatever. And I was like, all right, if Jen wanted to, would it be okay? And it wasn't even that you were wanting to.
That's
I remember asking.
What it was.
I remember
That's
asking and I was like, is
exactly
it cool
what
with you? You're like saying you don't like Brody. You're saying you're over it. You've hooked up with people that Jen is, you know, like she's not like.
But it wasn't going to happen. It wasn't a thing.
Right. But we asked
but
and we had talked about it. Yeah, because she was
reason,
like,
I
don't care about Brody and all
episode,
this. And I'm like, well, if you don't care,
but
is
in
it
the
cool?
episode, you see you guys
on
in the bathroom
episode,
and all that
everybody
stuff.
Everybody is,
it made it
everybody
seem
is
like,
planning
yeah.
that this is going to
exactly,
happen.
Exactly.
I know. Should we just
Heidi,
get into
are,
the episode so we can break this down?
Because when you watch it,
because when you watch it, it looks very different. And in all defense, like I said, it
was
a show. So it was great.
Yeah. All right. Right. Let's get into the episode, you guys. Yeah. This
you didn't
episode...
watch the episode apparently last night.
No, I didn't.
Because
I
watched
but...
it. We all watched it.
Well, it's called With Friends Like These. It aired on February 26th, 2007. And this is when Lauren realizes she can't trust her best friends. After this is what we're talking about and which we'll clear up. And Jen, we want you here to clear it up and yeah. say what you need to say and just to hear your perspective of what really happened. Because we know that you and Lauren were really best friends for a really long time, too.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of misunderstanding, especially because we weren't talking off camera, which would have, I think, helped right. really clear it up. Mm-hmm. And I think that the idea or the excitement of this affair, so to speak, happening was really thrilling to producers. So they were very, very invested in us not being in harmony and us not repairing our friendship. And they were doing whatever they could to encourage Lauren. And she had a lot of trusted friends on that production set. I think you guys remember.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And she, absolutely. Like truly real friends.
Sophie, yeah. Outside. Sophie.
That's what I'm talking about. Exactly. And so there was a lot of encouragement for us not to really talk about what really happened and repair it. And at that point, I didn't feel like anybody had my back.
Right.
Like I didn't feel like anybody was rushing to clear my name or cared about me enough at all to try to say, hey, she didn't do this. Like nobody. And so that was really hard for me because I had no platform, no voice. Lauren wasn't talking to me. The producers shut me out as well. Only when they wanted me to film, I had got to get there. And that was my only chance to talk and try to repair a 15-year friendship.
Gosh. Yeah, that's tough.
Or no longer than that, right?
Yeah, so, if you're friends since you were 4 or 5, that's like...
Right. Yeah. It was,
yeah. And that became the tricky thing. And what you're saying, like Lauren was really convinced to have these new friends that were producers, right? That were older, that had their own agenda, that were able to like give her their insight and what they think. And she's having a narrative. She has her agents, manager, you know, she has everybody in her ear. And what also would have been good for her is her friendships, is other things. So it let things get so rifted apart and maybe things wouldn't have happened that way. And maybe things would have been able to have a different conversation than encouraging it, which is what they want to do. It's their show and it's good TV and that's their agenda. But at the same time, and especially with you, I do understand more of like with me, but with you. And at that time, it's like it is a 15-year friendship. And then maybe if that was a hurt, a few months later or even a year later or whatever time to be able to like sit and have a real conversation with someone who has
I think
been
it,
there.
It breaks so much. It down to like you guys said earlier, it wasn't about Brody. It was more about like you and maybe right. you choosing Heidi over her, spending more time with Heidi because they weren't in a good place at that point and with Spencer and that whole situation. Because we start the episode off at the top.
But I feel like everybody, no matter what happened in life in that show, well, most people in this show, I saw a lot of like arguments. I saw a lot of like situations where they didn't trust each other afterwards. But at the end of the day, like we were all like, yeah, if it was a mistake or not. Who cares? Like we all forgive each other and we move on in life.
Exactly.
And we kind of
some
all
people
have,
hold grudges.
We all kind of have had our own little riffs and tiffs with each other, with me and Brody have, and we've sat there and like then we love each other even more and we grow from whatever the situations have been. I'm sure you guys had your own little
especially
things.
Especially if
and then
your
you guys,
childhood
yeah,
friends.
And
I
we
think
did
Lauren,
too at one point too, you know?
Yeah.
And we came
and that's
back
what I'm
together,
trying to say. Like I think
like,
that the show specifically kind of pulled people so far away from like feeling. And then I can only imagine how you felt because I felt sometimes that way where like I never got into those kind of situations because I was just on the outside.
I was on the outside too.
Right.
You know, and that's what made it so hard.
I never got that deep in the inside like you did, right?
I got dragged into the inside real fast.
Lauren, at the end of the day, let's be honest here, Lauren was the boss.
Right.
Like Lauren was the boss. Right. Lauren could get people on and off that show with the snap of her finger.
Right.
And I think that when that happened that night, without giving Jen the proper time to explain herself about what happened the night, Lauren was just like, nope, she's done, she's off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was in, and therefore a lot of stuff could have gotten cleared up had she talked to Jen.
Well, she did have a chance
camera.
On the show to clear it up. And
you
the producers,
5 minutes.
The producers
yeah.
pushed
Go.
You this way to say this. Right. And I yeah. can't believe you did it then because.
I cannot believe that. Yeah, that was really awful.
Do you feel like they manipulated that scene of you leaving Lauren at the club and making it seem like you left to hook up with Brody?
Yeah, so I remember watching that on TV and I got a call. I think it was from Adam. Do you guys remember Adam?
Yes.
And he
yes.
said, you're not going to like what you see next week. And I'm like, what do you mean, Adam? And he's like, you'll see. Because all the main characters got to watch the show beforehand. I didn't. I wasn't part of that. So I had no idea what they meant and nobody was talking to me. So I saw this, you know, aired on national television with everybody else. And I just remember seeing that scene of that car pulling away from the club and then them putting a voiceover over the car, making it seem like Brody and I had left together. Now, what really happened was Lauren, Heidi, and I were all together the whole night with a bunch of our friends, and we ended up at Lauren's apartment. We went to another club afterwards. I have no idea where Brody went, not with us.
Yep.
But they made it seem like I left my birthday after she gave me diamonds this really wonderful, generous, sweet, thoughtful present and stole her boyfriend and went and like slept with him, which is
definitely wasn't her boyfriend, but
not true.
But no, oh that was not true. If you notice, for viewers out there, you can see that when I'm leaving, I'm wearing a white long sleeve t-shirt, and in the club, it was a completely different t-shirt. So they were good at doing that. They were good at using voiceovers to piece together certain mm-hmm. things that were happening and make it look like. And yeah, I think that was pretty.
But what was so hurtful about it was that everyone went along with it. The producers knew what they were doing. Filmed that scene the next day as if it had happened. You would have hated
the new season of The Hills. And
it was 20 times like, that.
It was as bad as it could. It was
just
wild.
Unfair. You should be in control of your own reality.
Yeah.
But that's when you're on a reality show.
You lose that.
That's it.
You know? Yeah. And you can say, you know what you're signing up for now. But back then, none of us knew what we were signing up for. We were the first.
Well, we were figuring it out.
Yeah. I think what's so unfair is it was however many years ago. It doesn't even matter how that night played out. It didn't play out how it was. But regardless, that people still bring it up to you and that it did affect you so much and that people didn't have any empathy or compassion for what you were going on when you publicly, whatever, you know, we shouldn't have joked about it. I shouldn't have said, great, it'd be good for the show, right? I should have prioritized Lauren's feelings, regardless what she said, even if she said it was fine. But still, that you had such a hard falling out. And I'm sorry it ended up being a really bad experience for you. And God used it for good. And you can check out her book. Thank you. Found the love of your life. And you got on track. And
yes, you're right where you're supposed to be.
So beautiful and funny and great.
I want to be a little bit more careful with what we say right now, because obviously it did impact you in such a way where like we want to understand what like I think that you should be at peace with it. You tried your best to fix the relationship, and that's all you can do in life. And I think after that, you got to keep moving on and keep your dedicate your friendship to somebody else that wants it.
I am so excited.
You know, integrated that experience a long time ago. And, you know, it's all water under the bridge. And I like appreciate, I have so much gratitude for what I went through because it shaped me to be strong. Mm-hmm. It shaped me to advocate for myself, to have agency, to really be very clear about my reality and not let people push me around and have boundaries.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I would say two things about this at this time, or three. Jen was at USC. Okay, so she's so smart. You're so smart. Obviously, you're a doctor.
Thank you.
And you had your own world going on, which was such a benefit to you at the time. You still have best friends from USC. Jen is a person you have in your life forever. You know, she's like a forever friend. She'll have your back no matter what. Even if on camera, 1-3 seconds, whatever Lauren interpreted as that, and it's her loss. And if you're not in her life, I think that's a loss for her because you are a great friend. You are a great person. You are a great wife. And, you know, it also frustrates me when people still mention you about things with The Hills. So I just want to clear that up.
We still wanted her on the show. We thought you were a great addition to the show.
We wanted to bring you on the second.
I don't know about that. For TV. All of you are absolutely these engaging, lovable characters.
I know who I am now, and I don't think I'm a TV
person. We're not going off of that moment. We really did. We really did.
In our meeting, where we were, because it was like pretty much Spencer, us, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us that were really like engaged with like the producers at the before they even thought there was going to be a second run. Yeah. And we really brought up your name and we were like, hey, why don't we hit up Jen Bunny to be part of this show too?
It's like that fool me once thing though, you know, like if I were to go back into it and something else were to happen, I would just kick myself, especially now being a doctor and a mom and having like a serious career, that if something went wayward, I would be in a bad spot for all I've worked hard
for.
Reality
television has just changed a lot since then anyway.
They
mean for the podcast. They would have had you be a co-host is what he's saying.
You meant The Hills.
No,
for the podcast.
You're so good at And that's, and it, you downplay yourself too. There were many scenes. It wasn't just this moment. You were great on Laguna Beach. You were great on other scenes. You were funny.
Even at the dinner,
witty.
When you guys had the dinner, the two girls that were there didn't say a word. They were next to Lauren. Well, and you and Heidi were
martini.
Great chemistry.
It's the martini thing.
Yeah. I mean, that whole scene, right?
The martini great. Little.
We loved you on
the show.
Yeah,
but the thing about being on the show, and I will say this is sort of something that struck me, you know, as I've evolved and moved away from it, is I had a totally different life. Like, it focused on your life. Right. And your life, and your life, and it really had nothing to do with my life. Like, my life was completely different. What I really felt, what I was going through, the issues I was struggling with, were not on TV at all. I was just an accessory and a side character. And so to think that I was going to have a voice of any kind on the show, especially after some catastrophe like that happened, I was fooling myself.
Right. I mean, we were all in Lauren's voice. Right. So, you know, she's the narrator. It's how do you fit into Lauren's life on this show? Sure. How are you relevant to Lauren's life? And that was it from the beginning. And
yeah, I got cut out in the beginning.
Yeah, Trina came back in.
So you haven't seen the episodes again, but you see Audrina not show up in the episodes.
And I never have friends, and I'm always alone.
She walks into the club, and she's like,
remember, we thought she was hanging out with Jason Waller, and then we were talking to her.
Jason.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, oh, I didn't. Gosh, I never even knew about that until 15 years later.
So, anyways, also Jen and I had a falling out after that. Jen was mad at me too, and I was like, look, Lauren is going to cut you out no matter what. What kind of friend is she to be doing this to you and to treating you that way? And then we kind of had a falling out.
Yeah, for a while.
And then thankfully, I won't say your number, but I remembered it. And I called you,
what
like
was your falling
later.
Out? Why did you guys have a falling
I
out?
I felt like Heidi wasn't standing up for me enough and sort of defending me against what happened because she was there. She knows.
I was like, I have a lot of my own stuff going on.
You know, like I didn't hook up with Brody. I didn't
do
anything.
We did go to the condo.
So, no, the, even we watched the
– I left.
We watched last night. And
yeah,
Jeff T and
left
I
the
were
condo.
Watching it. And she
I
was
stayed
like,
at the condo.
Because we were talking about it. She's like, you're telling me you guys didn't go back to the condo and like hook up? And I said,
no,
absolutely,
absolutely
not.
Not.
No, I was like, no. I was like, we've never hooked up. Like,
oh,
that
yeah.
is
Let's,
not
you guys
true. Look. And I literally, when I said, I was like, there might have been like a little kid. But if it didn't happen, it didn't happen. That's fine.
Thank
I,
you.
That's,
no,
I'm
it
totally,
didn't happen.
That's fine. But I'm just saying – I've been very clear that we did not hook up.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely not.
Audrina, you were like so amazing throughout every single episode of reality TV you've ever done.
Oh,
you're
gosh,
so
you're
true
the
to yourself.
Very first one to ever
you're
say
not,
that.
You're not.
Thank you.
You weren't influenced by anyone. You were never mean. You always stayed true to yourself, no matter how much people pressured you to get in fights and like be rude. You were always maintained such a sweet composure.
She brought it
and,
out
like,
my birthday.
What do you mean?
You tried to fight
that
us.
Was my
no, I did not.
No, I think you were very strong, did true to who you
Thank
are
you.
And like your real character the entire time. And I've like always been in awe of that of you because that takes a lot of strength at that age.
It was hard to do it alone too because I came into the show like, well, you knew Lauren, but
you didn't know anyone.
I didn't know anyone, but I had my core group of friends outside of the show and my life outside of the show. So every time I filmed at clubs and stuff, I had people there, so I'd run back and forth. So
I can't remember that. Right?
I was never
like
actually
sister.
Yeah, my sister. I mean, that's when I was with Justin. I don't know, Derek. Like there was a group of people always there. So it just helped me know that I had people that actually were like really cared about me and like had my back. And I'd go do the scene and be like, okay, I'm done. I can hang out now. Let's have fun. Just for the drama stuff. But eventually it got like, I felt more involved and you guys took me in.
Yeah, well, Lauren did.
We all changed for
her. You got under their wing.
Lauren did.
You got under the spell. So you were in the Lauren spell. You think I'm under a spell?
Just a quick question.
We all fall under a spell when we meet our significant other. And it's fair to say, like, sure, I am brainwashed by my wife. My wife has made me a better person and has changed my views on certain things that I used to not agree with. And I think look at Brody now. Like he's dating a very like healthy lifestyle person that like serves and he then is like, hey Frank, I'm not even like I'm not going out tonight. I'm not like it's kind of cool to see people evolve to what so now you're brainwashed by your girl. No, it's I wanna fit
change
into the
good.
World that change is good.
Change is good.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was an unfair narrative that started coming in. So like you're saying, if Lauren wanted someone off the show, that was the plan.
For sure.
And she had that conversation with MTV that Heidi and Spencer need to be off the show and they told her to walk.
Tune in next week for part 2.